Well, hey everybody, welcome back to the Man Overboard podcast. Today we have two very special guests with us today. Tyler Gray, who is the current NVOA president, and Samantha Traiano, the current NVOA vice president. Awesome. Tyler, would you like to start us off by giving a quick little introduction about yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So hi everyone, my name is Tyler Gray, as Ron said. I currently serve as the national VOA president for the 2020 to 2021 term. I hail from the Western Los Angeles County Council in Area 4 of the Western Region, which is located in Los Angeles, California, and I'm really excited to be here today. I got involved with venturing when I was age 13, and I was looking for more of an adventure, and I wanted to hang out with my friends more out in the wilderness, so I thought that'd be a great way to do it, and here we are.
Sammy, you want to kind of tell us a little bit about yourself, where you're from, what you're about?
Yeah, definitely. So like you said, my name is Samantha Toronto. Everyone calls me Sammy though. I'm from Mayflower Council, which is south of Boston and metro west of Boston. I go to school at the University of Maine. I didn't say my title, excuse me. I'm the National VOA Vice President for the 2020-2021 year. I started venturing like Tyler when I was 13 years old. My dad kind of forced me. He's been in scouting since he was a Cub Scout. But since then, I've really found a home within the program and I've loved everything that I've done within it.
So much. It's really great to have you both here and I'm very excited. So let's start off with this. How about, what do you guys love about venturing that is different from the other programs?
So something that I really like about venturing that I think is really unique is our ALPS model. So for those of you who are not familiar, ALPS stands for Adventure, Leadership, Personal Growth, and Service. And this is something that us venturers really pride ourselves in because everything we do in this program, you know, all of our trainings, all of our activities, all of our events, they're all kind of focused around these core four pillars. It's something that I hold really near and dear because I think it really covers all aspects of the program. And it does a great job kind of summing venturing right up. And you know, what better name to give it besides ALPS, right? I mean, we have the Summit Award and you know, kind of focused on that whole journey to the summit. So I think ALPS is just an all around really, really great model.
I don't think I could say anything else other than what Tyler said. He really summed it up. But I really do like how venturing, you can do anything that you really want within reason. You could do a cosplay crew like they're kind of doing in the Western region right now with some, or you could go climb a mountain, or you could go fly to a different country. You can do whatever you really want to do. And I love that unique aspect.
What kind of got you guys into your positions? You know, with Sea Scouts, it tends to be, oh, we really, you know, love the program, you know, we love being on the water, we kind of wanted to give back and help grow the program. What kind of got you guys into, like, just to want to serve as officers? I'll start with you, Sammy.
My dad, when he started my crew, he also saw that our council was kind of struggling with our Council Veteran Officers Association. So he took a year to kind of learn about what the VOA was about. And then after that year, he took over as council VOA advisor. So because he was going every single month to these meetings, I was kind of forced to go as well. So going to these meetings, I met a lot of super cool people and saw that they were doing a lot of cool stuff, hosting cool events and cool trainings. So that kind of got me started within the council VOA. And from there, I just kept meeting new people at the area level and at the region level that encouraged me to keep moving up within the ranks, I guess.
For me, I first got involved when I was actually serving the OA as a lodge vice chief. One of my good friends from my chapter invited me to join his crew. And I joined his crew. And a few months later, he said, hey, why don't you join the council VOA? You know, it's very similar to the OA lodge. You know, you're giving back to the council, giving back to the program. And it's a lot of fun. You get a lot of different experience with it. And I was like, okay, sure. You know, that sounds cool. So I kind of signed on as the council VOA vice president administration. And I just kind of went from there. In that, I found that I was really interested in a lot of the stuff admin has to cover. So, you know, organizational stuff, you know, taking minutes, working with the now council venturing JT. And from there, I just kind of kept applying for different positions. And after that, I served at the area level with administration, then region level with administration, and then most recently, you know, Western Region VOA president.
What do you two like to do outside of scouting? Starting with you, Tyler.
So something, this might sound a little cheesy because, you know, we're all scouts here, but something that I really enjoy doing genuinely in my free time is hiking, you know. So I actually went on a 8.5 mile hike a few days ago, just, you know, just for the heck of it, you know, why not? So I really like to go hiking, backpacking, camping, and really anything of that variety. Just kind of being in the outdoors is what really gets me going. This past summer, I had the chance to go to Philmont on my second trek, and I just really absolutely loved it. I know that's, you know, still technically inside of scouting, but it was great to just go in the backcountry, exist without, you know, phones or technology for like 2 weeks. I built some trail and, you know, just kind of anything outdoors. I also play a lot of video games, you know, definitely do my fair share of screen time. So, you know, kind of either of those two things, and definitely with a group of friends.
I really have an important question for you guys. So obviously, unfortunately, due to COVID-19, Venturing Fest was canceled, but definitely looking forward to it being rescheduled and going to it. But Tyler, I have to know, what is the thing that you're most excited about cooking for at Venturing Fest? I really want to know, what's the meal? What are we talking? What's involved? And Sammy, please, you're also involved with this. What is like the meal that that Venturing Fest will be known for? That's what everybody wants to know.
That's a great question. So being from the Western region, we actually had a board meeting in Alaska last year. And, you know, that was amazing. It was great to be there. Josh was there actually. And, you know, being in Alaska, we had some of the most amazing salmon. So for Venturing Fest this year, since it's the 23rd year of venturing, 23 is a very special number, clearly, we're flying in and importing Alaskan salmon. So I thought we could bake some Alaskan salmon and, you know, mix it with a nice salad. I thought that would be amazing. So that's just what I'm going to be preparing in the back. Sammy, what are you going to be working on?
So being from Massachusetts, not every other state usually has this, but in Massachusetts, I love a good sandwich. They're very good. So in Massachusetts, we have fluff, which is just marshmallows, like melted. I don't know if you guys have that, but a peanut butter fluff sandwich, take it on the go, go up to the Big Zip, whatever you do at the summit. Yeah, that's what I would take.
So Sammy, I'm kind of curious, I kind of want to know what your favorite scouting trip is. And, you know, many of you may not know, I am also an active venturer as well. So I'm dual enrolled in both the programs. So absolutely rep both sides. But kind of my favorite, you know, venturing trip was, we went camping and we went to the Green Swamp in Florida. And, you know, it was just a lot of fun. It was hot, muggy. And the reason why we went there, we just went camping and then we went bowling, like literally every second we could, because that was what my crew loved to do, is go bowling. So, I mean, just one of the best trips ever, you know, staying out in the swamp and then also going bowling. So what's kind of your favorite trip, maybe in venturing or any of the scouting programs?
That's awesome that you're also a registered venturer. I love that. But I think one of my most memorable trips was actually my crew's first trip. It was back in 2014. And we just went to a campsite in my hometown, which was right on the ocean, which was super awesome. But while we were planning for the trip, again, like I said, it was our first ever trip. We had no idea what we were doing. Our crew had just formed. We were just a bunch of 14-year-olds. And our adults were like, okay, what camping supplies do you need? Or what cooking supplies do you need? Excuse me. And we were like, oh, we need a pot and a pan. That's probably it. And that's exactly what we brought. Yeah, we had our quartermaster bring a pot and a pan. But we didn't think to bring propane or mess kits or a stove or literally anything we needed for the weekend. We brought tents, but other than that pot and the pan, we really had not much. And I really think that's my favorite trip, because we learned so much just about the basics of camping just within that little 3-day camping trip. And it's just a super memorable trip within my head. And I always think of that when people ask me what's my favorite scouting experience.
And no, I can't agree more. I think, you know, all of our favorite scouting experiences always have some mess up in it. But Tyler, I mean, do you have another kind of story that can top your sailing trip?
Well, I don't know about anything that could top it, but with my first venturing experience, you know, definitely one of my favorites, I was whitewater rafting with my crew, and my family came along because families were invited, and I was new to this crew, and I wasn't quite sure what to expect, and I didn't really have many friends there, so I was kind of hanging out with my family for a while. And eventually throughout the weekend, the long weekend, I got to know some of the other people. And by the end, I was barely even talking to my family. I think, you know, while there was no major lesson really entwined there, one of the biggest takeaways I had from that was like, hey, you know, these are people I share something in common with, like, you know, not just scouting, like we have similar interests, you know, we like to play the same games, hang out with the same people, you know, do the same thing. And so, you know, by the end of that, I kind of forgot my family was there and we were all playing card games together and just kind of hanging out around the fire. My family was like, hey, you want to come hang out over here? And I was like, you know what? I'm actually good, you know? So I really treasured that experience because I feel like that's what really sold me on venturing and what really got me there. And that's why I'm here today, honestly, is because I just, you know, kept going down that path. So I'm really thankful for that.
About scouting is like it's consistently seen as a second family. So that's really awesome. So here's the make it or break it question. Sammy, I'll start with you. Do you prefer gummy bears or gummy worms?
I love gummy bears. I used to work at a grocery store in high school and I'd like buy them like every shift. Like I love gummy bears, especially the like clear ones and Haribo, which are strawberry flavored, which is a whole separate thing. Why are they strawberry if they're clear? But whatever.
For me, I'm actually going to swing the opposite way. I like gummy worms, but they got to be sour. I really like the sour gummy worms, especially the ones that are like half blue, half red. Those slap. So if you're out there, get yourself a pack of those. Those are great.
No, Tyler, I'm going to have to disagree. I think, you know, Swedish fish is where it's all at, not going to lie. So,
Hey, I didn't know that was one of the options.
No, I mean, didn't say there was a third door, but you know.
Fair enough. I should have looked around the corner, you know.
Definitely. So Tyler, obviously Jordan and I are, obviously we're the outgoing region bosuns. Obviously now we're officially not bosuns anymore. We're has-beens. Woohoo! We learned a lot through terms, but we've had our ups and downs. But what's kind of your favorite experience when you think of being an officer? Maybe not necessarily your current position, but just something of you being an officer in the program.
Yeah, definitely. So something I think that we all sort of take granted at one point or another is the opportunity to go to events and represent the program. And, you know, we say that a lot, represent the program, represent, you know, national, stuff like that. But what does that really mean? Well, for me, it means being able to have an impact on someone. You know, maybe it's your friends, maybe it's a random venturer, Sea Scout, or whoever it is. But just being able to have that personal impact and actually connect with them, you know, touch their lives in some way. It might be a 30-second conversation to you that means next to nothing, but to them, it could mean the world. Just to have that opportunity is really special to me because I know that's something that a lot of people don't have, you know, or maybe people are working towards or want to have, and everybody wants to have an impact. So the fact that we're able to have such a large impact in these roles is something that I hold near and dear to my heart. And I actually had somebody at a OA event last year come up to me and he told me, I met you a few months ago at a region venturing event and, you know, you really changed my life in this way and this way. And I was just kind of taken aback. I was like, you know, what, me? Like, I did that? Like, are you sure it's not the guy over there? Like, you know, I was just kind of really shook in that moment. But, you know, that experience kind of stuck with me throughout the rest of my term last year. And I think, honestly, for the rest of my life, because it's just a constant reminder to me that some conversation that you have or some picture you take or something like that, anything that happens that might be small for you, little thing for you, is just, it can mean the world to somebody else. So that impact is just totally crucial.
No, I absolutely love that. I mean, you know, you kind of summed up what it's like to be an officer. Sammy, kind of any other experience that really like kind of touched you in a way that like, you know, is one of your favorite moments of being an officer?
One of my favorite moments of being an officer, when I was an area president, we had an event and it's called Zenith. And we had an amazing race during it. It was just a relay race and it was so much fun. And myself and one of my other officers, Ian Arnold, we ran around with our phones, like live streaming the whole race. We looked super silly in the whole thing because we're just like running after everyone, trying to like pass the baton to each person. But this man gave us a ride in his golf cart to it. Around the race. But he gave me his business card at the end of the weekend and he said, "You were so kind to me. Thank you so much for letting me experience this event with you because, sorry, I'm stumbling. because if you didn't let me have this opportunity to just drive you around in this golf cart, I wouldn't have been as involved in the event as I would have been. And this man actually sat on the National Committee for Disabilities for the Boy Scouts of America. And it just really touched me that he felt like me just asking him to drive us around in a golf cart allowed him to be involved in this event that he may not have been as involved with in the first place. As well, that allowed me to have, sorry, I'm stumbling, I'm so bad. but that just was a really great opportunity and I loved every moment of that. Sorry.
That sounds amazing. That's what I love about being in these officer positions. And it's great to know that, you know, it's the same and for venturing as it is for Sea Scouts. So I think that's really cool. So I have another great question. If you watch Avatar The Last Airbender, what do you think and what is your favorite season and why? Sammy, I'll start with you.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the ending of what you said, but I am not a super big Avatar person, I admit. At my summer camp, all the people there watched Avatar religiously, and I only really caught glimpses of it, so I can't give the best answer to this, so I'd have to pass it to Tyler.
For shame, it's on Netflix now, too. But I'm one to speak because before Netflix, I had never seen a single episode of it. But my friends sat me down. They're like, you're watching this, like non-negotiable. This is happening. I was like, okay, I'll bite. And I watched the first few episodes and I was like, okay, this is really good. I get it. I understand the craze. So I haven't finished quite yet. But season one definitely has a special place in my heart. I really, really enjoyed the arc there. And I don't want to give away any spoilers for anyone that hasn't seen it yet, but it's really good. I really like the first few episodes in particular, just kind of discovering Aang and discovering, his past and his abilities and just finding out more about him and kind of the mysticism around him. I really like that aspect of the show. So we'll stick with season one.
Absolutely. Sammy, I think you got to put it on your watch list now. So personally, one of my favorite shows. Very cool. Well, I also have another important question. It's kind of a thought question, one of the questions to life. Do you use a spork, Tyler? And if not, are you one of those people that uses a spoon and fork combo? And if so, I'd like to know why.
So if available, I would use a fork. You know, back in elementary school when they had like the little plastic sporks, I would use them if they were there. But I actually don't personally own like a metal permanent spork or anything. So I use the spoon and fork combo, especially when you're like getting spaghetti. It just works really well. You know, if you can just kind of like wind it up right there. I think that it's kind of OP if I'm being honest. But Sammy, do you use a spork? I mean, I kind of want to know if this is like a thing.
If you're camping, sporks are phenomenal. They are the best thing. You clean less things. You don't need to pack as much, even though a fork and a spoon aren't that heavy. But for big, long backpacking trips, sporks are definitely great.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was really good, Tyler. I love how in-depth you went with the whole thing. But when you're really used to spaghetti, you got to get the fork spoon combo going.
Well, okay. Understand, it's very important to have the right utensil for the meal. I mean, I don't see how a spork could do that. I mean, if you had two of them, I don't.
That's beautiful. I'm personally a spoon person. It's my favorite utensil. I think it's the superior one, but whatever. So I wanted to ask, what is your favorite program area in venturing?
Ooh, program area. So are we talking like what type of activity do I enjoy most?
Yeah,
okay. So for me, I've always really enjoyed shooting. Something that was a big draw for me when I was in Boy Scouts, now Scouts, was the fact that adventurers could shoot handguns. You know, I had never shot a handgun before. And I did that for my first time through a Council VOA event, actually. So I thought that was always really cool. And I've always been a big fan of shotguns. and shotgun shooting. one of my fun facts that I like to keep in my back pocket that I'm kind of proud of is I qualified for the shooting part of the shotgun shooting merit badge in less than 2 minutes, which is hitting 12 out of 25 pigeons. I didn't do all 25. I just did like 14 because I hit most of them. But I've always been really big on shooting. So that's something that I really enjoy, you know, being able to shoot like higher caliber firearms. You know, that's great. I love it.
Personally, I love shooting. That's why I like doing Boy Scout events, even as a Sea Scout, and venturing events too. So it's super fun. What about you, Sammy? What would you consider your favorite part?
For the past 5 years, I've worked at a summer camp down in Plymouth, Massachusetts, and I've worked in the Scout Craft area. And last year, I went to National Camping School to be accredited to be the Scout Craft Director or the Outdoor Skills Director. And I love outdoor skills. I love teaching all the merit badges within there, like camping, fishing, first aid. It is absolutely my favorite area in the whole entire world. If you ever want to know anything about any of the merit badges or any of the skills, I love to talk about it. So.
That's awesome. Now I got to know, Sammy, my personal favorite vegetable is by far popcorn. So I need to know, what is the go-to popcorn for you? Is it kettle popcorn, butter popcorn, cheddar popcorn? What are we talking?
I just am a plain old buttered popcorn type of person. I do want to say that I was in England this past semester. I was studying abroad, and I went to the movie theater once, and they have sweet popcorn in their movie theaters, which kind of threw me off. So I was like, oh, can I just have like a small popcorn? And they were like, oh, do you want sweet or buttered? And I was like, I'm just going to go with the buttered, I guess. It was just super strange, but definitely just a classic butter person.
I've never heard of sweet popcorn before. Now I think I definitely will look that up. Tyler, what are your thoughts on my favorite vegetable?
Favorite vegetable? I thought the question was popcorn.
No, it is, but it's my favorite vegetable by far.
Oh, I get it. Okay, I see now. So I think I'm required to say Trail's End, right? That's pretty good. In terms of flavor, I think kettle corn. I really like kettle corn. I'm kind of a sugar fanatic myself, but you know, kettle corn has always struck my fancy, so I'll go with that.
Yeah. Kettle corn is really good. It has like this really nice piece of flavor to it that butter just can't top.
So, yeah, and it counts as a vegetable apparently.
Apparently, I guess because it comes from corn or something. All right, so Sammy, I'll ask you, are you involved in any other scouting programs, or are you, Tyler?
I am not involved in any other scouting programs. I joined venturing when I was 13 back in 2014, and I turned 14 a little bit later. So I wasn't actually able to meet the cutoff for Scouts VSA or anything like that. But my little sister, who is turning 5 in October, she's going to be joining Cub Scouts in a few months, which is super exciting. So I'm excited to be able to see her go to her little meetings in her Cub Scout uniform.
Yeah, so for me, I think I mentioned earlier, I actually grew up in Boy Scouts, you know, now known as Scouts VSA. I earned my Eagle Scout a few years back, 2013, and I was a Sea Scout for a brief period, as I mentioned. And though not technically a program, I am also pretty involved with the Order of the Arrow. I served as a lodge chief there a few years ago, and I've been active with my lodge ever since.
Well, very cool. We can't thank you guys enough, but this is the part of the podcast where we kind of give the mic to you. Is there anything you'd kind of like to say to any of our viewers about anything? Just anything at all, whatever you guys like to say, and we'll start with Tyler first.
Awesome. Well, firstly, thank you for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity to be here and to speak to Sea Scouts about venturing and just, you know, my experience in general. So it's been great to talk with you guys today. You've been fantastic hosts. But I do want to do a quick plug for our Twitter accounts. Each of our national VOA officers has a Twitter account. You can follow me at NVOA President. And I think Sammy can give hers as well. Each of our region presidents have them too. Just kind of scroll through our feed and I'm sure you'll find them, you know, like a few tweets along the way. but other than that, you know, I think something that's really important to recognize is that, you know, venturing at Sea Scouts, while we have different methods to achieve our aims, we all have the same end goal, right? The point of the scouting program is to, as the BSA says, instill values in young people to have them make ethical and moral decisions. And I think, you know, in the older youth programs, specifically Sea Scouts, Venturing, and Exploring, we really take that to heart. And that's kind of where everything gets put into action. So you guys being in ships and being crews and posts out there, just being there and being with your friends and hanging out, it's really important, not only for yourself, but for everyone's character development. So thank you for everybody in our programs who participates actively and does all the activities and stuff. I know it's going to look great. It's going to be a great memories in looking back later in life, but it's also going to be a valuable life experience that'll help you out along the way. So as my old scoutmaster used to say, keep on the scouting trail. It's a good one.
All right, I guess I'm up. So again, just like Tyler said, thank you so much for having this. I think this podcast is so amazing. You guys are really doing a great job with it. So thank you for inviting us. Like Tyler said, follow our Twitters. I'm trying to get as many followers as Tyler has. So mine is just NVOAVP. As well, follow our Snapchat. It's just at VenturingBSA. We're going to be documenting our journeys later this year as we go around. I posted a picture of you guys on there of the Zoom screen just a few minutes ago. So definitely add it if you want to see there that. But I don't think I could say anything more that could top what Tyler said. Just again, thank you all so much for having us and keep going with this podcast. It's super awesome. Thank you guys.
Thank you both for coming. It was really fun just to like interview you guys and talk to you too and learn a little bit more about Venturing. And I'm sure that, you know, all the scouts and anybody else listening to this will feel the same way. So thank you for coming. I really love this collaboration between Venturing and Sea Scouts right now. I think it's awesome. I think we're headed in a really good spot, and that's really thanks to you too. So thank you, you two, for attending, and thank you everybody for listening.